Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Reish Nun Dalet. We are up to Sev Zayin, which is the top line on page 52. The Mechaber in Sev Zayin is really a continuation of that which the Mechaber had said in Sif Hey. In the end of Sif Hey, the fourth to last line on page Chavav, the Mechaber said, "Vim nesonu b'chdei sheyikrimu paneh." If you put the bread in the oven of the olden days, where you stuck it against the wall, if you put it in with the proper amount of time that it can get baked till it gets crusted over before Shabbos, we said, "Kevan delo avar isura." Since you did not do an iser, you did what you were supposed to do. V'tzarech Shabbosu, and it is the needs of Shabbos. Rode kedarko. Then we said that you could remove it in the normal way. V'shelo tzarech hayom. If it's not needed for Shabbos, asra afilu b'shinui. It's asra to remove it even with a shinui. So the Mechaber now picks up and says Zion, and he says u'betanurim shalanu she'ein b'hem radia. When it comes to our ovens that don't require any radia, you don't take it off the walls, we just put it on the bottom of the oven. So mutter lahotzi yosir mishalosh su'udos. Then you are allowed to remove from the oven more than 3 su'udos worth, besakin with a knife, or b'shum dover sheyitchov bo, or with any other item that you're going to stick into it to get it out. U'mikomakom lo yotzi berachas. But still you should not take it out with the rachas. Mishum demilchzi ku'uvdin d'chol. Then it looks like a weekday activity, because the rachas is the tool that we usually use to remove the bread from our ovens. Says the Mishabur in Sivkata Membeis she'ein behem radia. Our ovens that don't have this maisa radia, the melechas radia shayach rak betanureyam shayu medapkim apas bedofnei atanur. This melecha of radia was only shayach in the ovens of the olden days, where they used to stick the bread against the walls of the oven. Aval betanurim shalonu shapas munachas b'shulei atanur, but our ovens, where the bread is resting on the bottom of the oven, lo shayach behem radia. This whole concept of radia is not shayach, and therefore sivkata mem gimbal, the Mechaber said you're allowed to take out more than 3 sudas worth. The cost of Amogen Avram, the hainu kishehidbik beheter. This is discussing when you put the bread there beheter. The betanurim shalahem, but like we just saw in Sivhei, when it comes to their ovens, haya aser lahotzi kol hapas, it's aser to take out all the bread she'ein tzarech lo tzarech Shabbos, that's not absolutely necessary for Shabbos, for kanal b'sevhei, afivu aydei shinui. So even though you put it in properly, you can't take out all the bread that you want, only what's necessary you can take out through a shinui. Ma she'ein kein b'shalonu, here's where the mechaber is b'mechalik, which is not the case by our ovens, to lo shayach radia, where this whole concept of radia is not shayach, muter lahotzi kol hapas, you're allowed to take out all the bread. Even if it is much more than the 3 sudas worth that you need for Shabbos. But this is all true when you want to eat at least from some of those breads on Shabbos. At the very least, from some of them, the imlo kein oser lidos atzarachol. Otherwise, you're not allowed to take out the bread even from our ovens for the purposes of a weekday. Even moving something stam is aser if it is done just for the chol. So even though you're allowed to take out more bread than you actually need, but it has to be that you plan on eating from some of them. You might not be sure exactly which one you're going to eat from, but you plan on eating some of them, then it's considered doing it for Shabbos and you can take out all the bread. But if you plan on eating none of it, so then you have a problem of stam doing something as achonah for chol. You're not allowed to bring wine on Shabbos for the purpose of otzei Shabbos. Otzei Shabbos, that would be a problem of achonah. However, it appears that through a goy will be mutter, because after all, the whole maisa of removal of hachana, that's only an iser derabbanan, and you're telling a goy to do it, which is a derabbanan on derabbanan, just shvus to shvus, and it's b'makom hefsed because the bread's going to get ruined. Therefore, that through a goy it would be mutter. Ubeseifel yirabim mekel ayidei atzmo betanurim shalonu b'mekom pseder sheiskal kalapas. The yirab is even more lenient. He says that the Yisrael could do it himself with our ovens in a place of a loss where the bread is going to get ruined. Achamogen Avram will nichalei bazeh. However, the Mogen Avram is not happy with the Yisrael doing it himself. Why should you do it for yourself if you're doing it for after Shabbos, when you could just have in mind to eat some of it on Shabbos, eat a little bit on Shabbos, and there is a way to do it beheter to avoid the hefsid? So therefore the Mogen Avram requires that you do that, and stam to do it by yourself for after Shabbos, that would not be allowed. Sivkoton mem dalad. So we said that you can take it out by using a knife or something else that you'll stick into the bread. Says the Mishabura, v'huadin diyochol lahotzi b'makel. The same thing is true that you could take it out with a stick. This is all considered doing it in a different manner. It appears that through a goy you would be allowed to remove the bread even with the rachas, which again is huha kli shanu motzien bo apas b'chol. That is the kli that we normally take our bread out of the oven with during the week. So with the goy you would not require a shinui. If the Yisrael is doing it, then he requires a shinui. Says the mechaber vayter sevches lo yamale odom kedera asosios. A person should not fill a pot with asosios. What is that? Pirish mine kidneyos hagde. It's a type of legume that grows in Eretz Yisrael, not in Bavel. So one can fill his pot with asosios v'termusin v'yitein l'sol chatanur ereshabas samach hashecha. You can put it in a pot and put it in the oven on Friday afternoon close to Shabbos. Mipnei shedvorim elu einam tzrichim bishul rav, because these types of things do not need a lot of cooking. V'daito aleihem la'ochlam la'alter. And therefore the person's mind is on them to eat them right away. Because of this, even if they did not get cooked at all, harehem kishar tavshil shehischil lehisbashel velonisbashel kol tzarko sheoser lahashoso. Because of this, even if it didn't cook at all, it's not going to be like meat, that raw meat is mutter to do shehiyan. It's rather going to be like other tavshilin that started cooking and didn't finish cooking, that it's also to do shehiyah. V'hu adin l'kira v'kofach. And not only is it true about a tanur, which we mentioned before, it's also true about the other ovens, the kira and the kofach. Sh'ke'she'enum gerufim u'kutumim v'eshel l'chatos. When they were not swept out of their coals, or the coals were not covered, where it is shayach that you will stoke the coals. V'im osa kein afilu b'shogig. And if you did this, even b'shogeg, so then asuru motzei Shabbos ad kadei she'asu, there will be asur until motzei Shabbos v'tei she'asu. To summarize what we see over here in Sivches, a person is not allowed to fill a pot with these different types of beans and put it in the oven close to Shabbos, because since they do not need a lot of cooking, it's not considered like meat when you put it in raw, that we're not worried you're going to stoke the coals because you're planning on having it tomorrow. Since it only needs a little bit of cooking, it's like a dish that was partially cooked that you're not allowed to leave in the oven, because the word you might stoke the coals to get ready for that soup that night. And the Mechaber first mentions that it's aser in a tanur, and then he adds on the same thing is true by the kira and the kofach if it's not gar v'katum, and if you did it b'shogeg, it's aser l'motzei Shabbos until the time it would have taken to cook these items after Shabbos. Says the Mishtabura Sevkata Memhei Asosios V'Termusin V'hu Adin L'Shar Mine Kidneyos V'Yurakos V'Dvarim Rakin. The same din is true with other types of kidneyos and vegetables and soft items. Shekulam Einam Domim L'Basar. They all do not follow the rules of Basar. The Kaimelon L'El B'Reish Simen Reish Nun Gimel that we paskened earlier in Reish Nun Gimel. The Mutter Litno Samuch L'Chashecha Keshu Chai. We learned earlier that you can put a raw piece of meat or a raw dish of meat into the oven right before Shabbos, because since it's not going to get ready for tonight anyway, you're not going to stoke the coals, and by tomorrow it'll get ready on its own. These things are not like that because they are soft and they cook faster. And again, the Mishabu is explaining the heter that we had in Reish and Gimel by the raw meat. L'fisha b'vaday lo yisbashel l'sudas halayla. Since the meat is tougher, it does not get cooked for the night suda for sure. Vila sudas mocher yizbashla filu below chitui. And for the suda tomorrow, there's no concern they're going to stoke the coals, because even without stoking them, it will memela get fully cooked before the suda tomorrow. Aval elu, but these items over here that we're discussing, the asosios, the termusin, the vegetables, the soft items, kalim lehisbashel, they are easier cooked. Vichashinan shemi yachata begacholim atzara sudas halayla. And therefore, we're worried you might stoke the coals to get them to cook faster, so they will be ready for the nighttime suda, because those things are shayach to get ready for the nighttime suda, and therefore you cannot put them in to the oven close to Shabbos if they are not yet cooked. Says the Mishabura Sivkotam Envav, Lusokha Tanur, Hainu Afilu Hugarav Akotam. Again, the chumrah that we saw earlier by a tanur is much hotter than a kira and a koifach, and therefore even if it is Garav Akotam, it's also to Shihi over there, Kemoshekosav, Besimen Reish, Nun Gimel Sif Aleph. Mio, however, Tanure Didon Damyul Akira. Like we said many times already, our ovens nowadays are similar to Akira of the olden days. Deshari Goruf Akotum, and it'll be muta to do shahir with these items, even if they're not cooked yet, if the oven is Goruf Akotum. V'imu Tuach Betit, Shari B'chol Inyan, if it's shmeared, the cover of the oven is sealed up with some kind of tar, then it's mutter at all cases, even in a real tanur. Kefima Shekosav HaRamah B'Sif Aleph B'Hagot, based on what the Ramah told us earlier in Sif Aleph in the Ramah. Sif Kotem Mem Zayin is going in the Ramah. After the Mechaber said that this is Aser to do Shehiya in an oven, these items that are soft, the Mechaber then said, Hu Adin Lekira V'Koyfach, and the Ramah said, Kishe'ena Grufim V'Ketumim V'Esher L'Chatos, it's Aser in the Kira when it's not Goruf HaKotem. So the Mishabura says, even though it mentions in the Mechaber Kira and Koyfach together, when we say in the Ramah, Kishe'ena Grufim Akira Levad Koy, this that it's not Goruf HaKotem is going on the Kira alone, V'Noka Loshen Rabim Akira the Alma, that which the Ramah uses a Lashon Rabim, Kishe'en Non Grufim V'Ketumim, which is a Lashon of plural, it's not meaning to be plural to go back on the Kira and the Kofach, it means the Kira Ba'alma, meaning all the different types of Kira, all the cases of Kira that you use, you have to make sure that they are Goruf HaKotem. The Ilu Kofach, because when it comes to the Kofach oven, which we learned is somewhere between the heat of the Tanur and the heat of the Kira, Halo Mavur B'Reishnon Gimel, we already learned in Reishnon Gimel, Tekesheisi that if it was fired up with wood, so then it doesn't help to do it Goruf HaKotem, it has the din like a tanur. So this heter that will always work is talking specifically about a kira. And then the Mechaber ended off and said, and if you did it, you did shehiya on these soft items when they weren't cooked before Shabbos, and the oven was not sealed, even if you did it b'shogig, it's asr l'motzei Shabbos ad k'dei sheyasu. Says the Mishabura, k'dei shelo yehona mimasha over al isa d'rabbanan. The reason for this is that you shouldn't benefit at all from that which you did an isa d'rabbanan on, and therefore we wait after Shabbos the time it would have taken to cook these items. V'ayin le'el b'sim reishon gimel sif alav b'hago, de'im nizbasha mi'bod yom kamacha ben jusoy doi. This whole discussion that we're saying over here that the shehiyah is going to be asr is where it's not even cooked to the point of Macha ben Jusai, which again is a half cook or a third cooked, but based on what we said earlier in the Ramah in Reish Nun Gimel, the more lenient Shita, if it was already cooked before Shabbos to the point of Macha ben Jusai, that would be enough, then the Shehiyah would be mutter, and we would not be worried of the problem of Shema Yechata. Says the Mechaber Vaitasif Tes, Kiyotzebo, similarly, Lo Yamale Chavish Shalmayim, a person should not fill up a barrel of water, V'yitein L'so Chatanur, and place it in the oven, Erev Shabbos Simcha Sheikhan, Erev Shabbos right before Shabbos. For the same reason, V'im Asa Kain, if you do this, Asurim L'motzei Shabbos B'chdei She'asu, the water will be Asur Motzei Shabbos until the time it takes to heat up that water. So over here the Mechaber is telling us an extension of what we said in Sivches, the same way that these different legumes or vegetables that are soft, that cook faster, you cannot do Shehi on them, even if they are raw. Similarly, you can't fill up a barrel of water and put it in the oven close to Shabbos as well. Same problem. Says the Mishabura Sivkata Memtesh Omayim, Afagat, even the water is fit for drinking, even when it is not cooked. And therefore, one would think that it should get the same din as fruit that are able to eat in raw. That we said it's not a problem of shehiya because you could have eaten it raw as well. Still, water, when it's not cooked, is not as good as fruit that are eaten raw that are not cooked. And therefore, it is very beneficial for the water to be heated up. It makes it much better. And therefore, there is a problem of shem yechata by the water, because although it's true the water could be drank when it was not cooked, however, water is much better when it is cooked. Masha'ekim, when it comes to apples, where they're 100% geschmack when they are raw, so then we're not worried Shem Yechata to cook them, because they're 100% edible when they are raw as well. Sifkata Nun, therefore, by water, it has the same din as these soft vegetables, that you're not allowed to put it close to Shabbos, L'Tocha Tanur, Ubisanur Shalonu. Our ovens, kishu goruf hakotem, when the coals are swept out or the coals are covered, o kishu tuah petit, or it's smeared with clay or tar on top and it is sealed shut, shari, that will be mutter. Of course, that heter even applies to the tanur of the olden days, but the chiddush over here is that when it comes to our tanur, which has din of akira, so then if it's gar of a katan, like we just said by the soft vegetables, the same din, it will be mutter by the water as well. So it's usher to put it in the oven, erev Shabbos and chashechas of katan and olive. So again, unless there's time from the point that you put it in, there's time enough before Ben Hashmashos that it will get heated up. Even if it won't get 100% the full way cooked, but it will get heated up enough, that will be okay. And similarly, it is also to place water into those pots that are in the ovens on Erev Shabbos as it's getting dark. Like we learned earlier, these pots that are in the tanurim are being filled with water only so they won't crack. So even though your kavan and filling it with water is only so the keder won't crack from the heat of the tanur, and therefore you have no reason to really be stoking the coals, so why should that be aser? Ulamayachata, why would you stoke the coals? Why should it be aser to fill these kederos with water when your whole kavan is just so the keder shouldn't crack? Mikol makom, still, it's aser. Because haderech hu shemidiach ben hakelim, like we saw earlier, it's a normal way that you wash your dishes with this water that gets heated up in these pots. And therefore we are worried that you might stoke the coals of the tanur in order to heat the water, so you'll have it to wash your dishes. And therefore it has to be that it's at least part of the way heated up before Shabbos. I'd like to read note number 40. Is going to the first point of the Mechaber. We said that you can't put the water in the barrel inside the oven if it's not heated up before, unless we said in the Mishabur, unless you had time that could heat it up before Ben Hashmashos, even if it wouldn't get fully heated up. So if you look at note 40, he points out, Omnam, im lo yispiko amayim lirtoach mi bodyom, if the water doesn't have a chance to boil from before Shabbos, the Chazon Ish holds, she'ein lohotzi miktsasim b'Shabbos, then you have a problem when the water is not fully heated to take out some of the water on Shabbos, mishum shigorim al yidei zeh, she'amayim she'neshoru b'kderu yimaru l'sbashel. If the water is not fully cooked, it's only partially cooked, by taking out some of the water, it's causing the cooking of the rest of the water to happen faster, and that's a problem of bishul. V'chein mevur b'shal and shuvas igrish Moshe. Moshe writes the same thing. Umitamzeh, for this reason, af osar shom lahashos esamayim b'meicham kozman shelo rasku. Therefore, Moshe says you can't leave water in any kind of heating agent so long that it's not boiling. And if you fill up your urn and it's not fully boiled, and then you're going to take out some water on Shabbos right when Shabbos starts, when it's not fully boiled, now by taking out the water you're causing it to fully boil, and therefore Rav Moshe is machmir over there to not leave water in the urn until it is fully boiled. Meidach, on the other hand, b'shal sheshuvas minchas yitzchak estapi b'davar, he's mesupuk sheyitochin shema shemakdim es habishul aydei asaras minia. It could be, says the minchas yitzchak, that which you are quickening the cooking by removing the extra water, v'lo aydei maisa b'davar atzmo, and you're not doing a maisa with your hands to do the cooking, kigon b'megis, like mixing it, eino nechshav kibishul umutter. Says the Minchas Yitzchak, it could be you're just doing a grama, you're just removing some water, and that's indirectly causing the water to boil faster. So he says that maybe it's not so posh that would be usher. Now the next point over here in the notes is really a discussion later on in Shin Yud Ches. They just bring the Machmir Shita over here, but let's read it. Ulahashos mayim b'meicham mayim chashmali sheishbo tzinoris medidas gova hamayim. It's talking about over here leaving water in an urn, an electric urn that has that little tube in the front where it shows you how much water is left. Assuming it's all fully cooked, the water before Shabbos, so there's no problem of Shehiyah. It was at least partially heated up before Shabbos, like we just mentioned in the Mishabura. Still, Rav Yashiv says, you can't use such an urn on Shabbos. He says the water that's in that little tube in the front is not as hot as the water that's in the rest of the urn. When you take take water out of the urn, nechnasim mayim matzinoris l'toch hamechem, and some of the water from that tube goes into the actual urn, umispashlim aydei hamayim harisuchim shebemecham, and the water that's inside the urn that's boiling hot now cooks that water, and therefore Rav Yashiv says that those urns are aser. Re'ima shekasadim l'kamon simin shin yudches of kodan tzadites. We'll see a discussion later why it would be okay. Some say that the water that's in that tube, it's metzias. The Rechul Shabbos says it's really fully cooked before as well. And even if it's not fully cooked, there's some poskim that say that again it's happening memela. It's only a grama. You're taking out water from the urn, and the memela that water is going in. So there are tzadim to be lenient, but over here they only bring the chumra of Rav Yashiv that says that those urns are usher, because as you take out water from the urn, the water from the tube, which is not as hot as the other water, goes into the urn and becomes fully cooked. And he ends off with Yerushalmi. And in terms of what we'll discuss later as well in Shin Yud Ches, that you can't use any kind of mecham, any kind of urn, if the coals are not swept out. Because there's a concern that we're worried that maybe when the water empties out, you're going to come to add water on Shabbos in order that it shouldn't break through the heat of the coals. So again, this is another interesting shaila. How are we allowed to use our urns? Aren't we worried that if the urn gets too low by accident, that the person is going to be afraid that his urn is going to break and he might fill it with water? So that is a discussion that we're going to see later on as well in Mitzvah Hashem in Simen Shin Yud Ches. But for now, that concludes Simen Reish Nun Dalet. In Mitzvah Hashem, the next year, we are going to learn Simen Reish Nun Hey.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.